Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Sarah Scott of the Certified Angus Beef Program. We're back with Sarah here in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Sarah Scott is the Vice President for Food Service for the Certified Angus Beef Program. Sarah says she's proud to work for Angus producers, and she says Certified Angus Beef is all about delivering a great eating experience, but also communicating the story of those producers, pasture all the way to plate, and making sure the misconceptions of consumers are addressed.
Certainly. I think one of the biggest misconceptions is just the length of time.
Yeah.
So people don't realize that breeding decisions, you know, impact the plate years later. And we typically use a bull more than just 1 year and a cow more than just 1 year. So those genetics take a long time to build. And so that can be one of the bigger misconceptions is why does beef look like this or why does something occur? Well, it just takes a long time to make the changes to meet the consumer demand as demands shift or just, you know, change ever so slightly. And I think one of the other big conceptions or misconceptions out there, is that beef is produced and raised by large corporate organizations and that it's not still a family-run business most commonly, and most cow herds being less than 50 head. And so we really try to get that message out there. There's a lot of family restaurants out there, and there's a lot of family ranches out there and family cow herds, and what it takes to have a family be able to live and survive on a cattle ranch and that being their primary income takes a lot. It shouldn't be a number that people are scared of. It should make us excited that we've got individuals in our country that want to make a living this way.
How does Certified Angus Beef, what are you guys doing to drive demand? Because we still need that demand to be high, but the whole system's kind of changed its course, so you have to kind of market your way through that.
Yep, and so that is the world we live in. Certified Angus Beef, you know, our mission statement is to drive demand for high-quality Angus-type cattle, right? That great eating beef-eating experience. So we do that through a multitude of different ways, really educational-based and marketing-based. So when you think of educational, starting with consumer education, just through our social, digital platforms, our website, but then also education when it comes to folks that are buying and selling beef, to a sales rep that maybe is in charge of selling multiple different items, and beef is one of them. Training them to be confident on that and confident of why quality matters in beef. Because you know what? People remember when they have a bad steak, and you don't typically get a second chance there. And steak can be a great eating experience and helping folks navigate how to make it the best eating experience. So we do a lot of time in training, education, but everything from fabricating product, cooking product, buying and selling product, seasonalities there, and then just general, what's the difference in quality grades as well.
Well, with the new model of shopping, you know, because now everybody's using shipped shopping or having somebody go out and do that, how has this changed the way that you go after those consumers?
It is interesting because typically people will share produce and meat. I don't really want somebody else picking out for me, right? Yeah, I want to do that myself. And so what we're really amping up our resources and our partners, helping them with their websites and making sure whatever picture of beef they have on display is an accurate description of what's actually going to be in the meat case. And maybe even taking it two steps further and exploring of looking at, you know, do you want a thick cut steak or a thin cut steak, giving folks some different options when they're ordering online. So we're working with several of our retail partners to help really, pun intended, beef up their online ordering site so consumers are confident when they're buying beef online that they're going to get the same thing they would have if they picked it out themselves.
Sarah Scott with CAB. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale coming up on Saturday, October the 10th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. The lots are being consigned by Blackjack Farms, McCarran Farms, and Pfeiffer Angus Farms and include 70 Angus and Simmental Sim-Angus lots. Sale books online at mcsauction.com or you can call sale manager Matt Sims for more information at 405-641-6081. Blackjack Farms and Guests' female production sale Saturday, October the 10th in Seminole.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.